नाम श्रेष्ठम मनुमपि शशि पुत्रमत्र स्वरूपम् रूपम तच्चाव्रजवरिपुरिन्माथुरिन्गोस्तवाचिम् राधा कुंडम गिरिवरमहो राधिका माधवासम् प्राप्तो यस्य प्रपत्ति कृपया श्री गुरुं तं नतोऽस्मि। वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमो। महावदन्नाय कृष्णप्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्णचैतन्नम्ने गौरस्तुते। गुरवे गौरचन्द्राय राधिकायै तदालये कृष्णाय कृष्णभक्ताय तद्भक्ताय नमो। यं प्रव्रजन्तमनुपेतमपेतकृत्यम् द्वैपायनो विरहकासरया जुहाव स्वप्रेति तन्मयतया सर्वोऽभिनेदु तं सर्वभूतहृदयम् मुनिमानसु। भक्त्या विहीनापराधलक्ष्यै क्षिप्तश्च कामादितरङ्गमध्ये कृपामयि त्वां शरणं प्रपन्ना वृन्दे नमस्ते चरण। You have to say something?
Yeah.
Complete explanation. Third chapter. श्री चैतन्य प्रभु बंदे यत् पादाश्रय वीर्यत संग्रहणात् आकर ब्रातात् अज्ञ सिद्धांत सन्मने।
I offer my respectful obeisances to
no speaker.
I offer my respectful obeisances to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. By the potency of the shelter of his lotus feet, even a fool can collect the valuable jewels of conclusive truth from the minds of the revealed scriptures.
Any explanation? Papers?
No property.
The purpose is this, that any person who is not so much intelligent, who has not gone through so many ethics, not knowing Sanskrit, nothing, but he has heard that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is faultless, merciful, and he is himself Krishna taking divinity and internal most of Srimati Radhika. More now he has been merciful. If anyone gets his shelter unconditionally and solely dependent on him, oh, he will manage wonderfully, aspirating. No need of reading Shastra, no reading Sanskrit and any language. He may be foolish, no harm. From boyhood, there is no intelligence. But if he has taken shelter, in the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then he can get the essence of whole epics, Ved, Vedanta, Upanishad and everything, and jewels, the Siddhants are jewels. Automatically they will come in their hands, not such him, but even he will manage. When they will go deep in Deshak conclusion, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will give full hands. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu must be fulfilled with two hands, with so many jewels. So it is very wonderful. So you should try to take shelter in the lotus feet of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. You should not take yourself any decision that, oh, my goal is Varnashram Dharma. My goal is this, that. Hear all these things. And take shelter without sweat, solely in the lotus feet of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And if you will chant Gaur Nityananda, then tears will come, heart will be melted. And very easily you can take the jewels from all shastras. The conclusion of all shastras is telling. How? He, Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami is telling. He is telling, oh Vaishnava Vrinda, if you want to know the object of the life and the object of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to come to this world, if you want really to know all these things, you should hear Chaitanya Chaitamrita by any bona fide devotee who has surrendered himself in the Lord feet of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Chaitanya Chaitamrita. Chaitanya Chaitamrita is not a book, any paper or anything.
Ordinary.
Chaitanya is transcendental word. And it can be realized only by bhakti, through any bona fide devotee. You can do it, but you can be misguided. So you will think that, oh, some Varnashram Dharma or this thing, to distribute books, only to Ashri, but without any mantra, whether established, vigrahas are not established. Oh, this is just, I don't want to know anything. From this, for this, Swamiji has not
come
to say all these things. Not this. So I'm telling that, I'm telling my fourth sloka, the cause of coming to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, to this world. And then he is telling, anarpita charain chirat karune avatirnah kalau samarpayitam unnatat jalarasam vasva bhakti siyam Harihapurat sundar duti kadamba sandipita sadaridaya kandare puruta vasakinandanaha.
May that Lord, who is known as the son of Srimati Satyadevi, be transcendentally situated in the innermost core of your heart. Resplendent with the radiance of molten gold, he has descended in the age of Kali by his causeless mercy to bestow what no incarnation has ever offered before, the most elevated mellow of devotional service, the mellow of conjugal love. This is a verse from Vedanta Madhava Swami Rupa Goswami.
We are always following Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj. Some tell like this, their idea that Maharaj is not on the line of Sri Maharaj, but I always follow his translations, his powers and everything, they are not falling. They are not falling. But the talk, they tell that I am, we are disciples, but really they are not falling. But I exactly try to follow, and I also my explanation in his life. So you should understand the reality. Purna Bhagavan, now he is telling that anarpita charin kirat karunaya vatirna kalo. Anarpita charin kirat. A love and affection which has not given since so many thousands of years. In Brahma one day, and it is equal to Brahma one day, thousand
yugas.
And if one yug makes how many?
Four crores
and
32
lakhs, plus again this. Then 8 crores, 64,000 years. One yuga.
You are Kali yuga and third
Kali yuga.
Theta is double steeple?
No. No, I have told you. So, like this. In this period, in Brahma one day, this frame has not, fresh frame has not been given. What is that? Unnat Ujjwala Rasan. What is Unnat Ujjwala Rasa? We are doing chanting and remembering. If you have taken initiation truly, in true sense, and by that, we have given up our whole one wanted thing, enough offenses, and relation has come, some sleepness comes, don't sleep. Either I will tell you to be a stander. No, but don't. So try to listen all these things, because you have come from so far away. Try to hear. What is Unnat Ujjwala? If anyone has taken relation, initiation, and truly, in true sense, and he has relation with Krishna now, and he has washed his all anath, and there is some ruchi taste in chanting, and he had incurred. Then it is bhakti. Then we are chanting, remembering all Shravana and Kirtan. But not bhakti rasa. This is called Vaidhi bhakti. Prahlad, Narad, Parashar, Pundarik, all has done this. All have done this. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he has not come for this. What? Atadesh. There are four kinds of rasas in which were connected to Krishna. After taking initiation, you will realize. And in them, Sakha, Vatsalya, and Madhura. This will come. But these are also not Unnat Ujjwala. Madhav Yashoda serves him, Krishna, nurses him with a very intrinsic mode. Vatsalya rasa. All these Sakha friends, cowherd boys, love Krishna. But their love and affection is not Unnat Ujjwala rasa. Satyabhama and Rukmini are serving Krishna in Madhur rasa. But not Unnat Ujjwala rasa. Sita is serving Ram in Madhur Rasa. But Swakiya Madhur Ras, not Unnat Pujjal Ras. So, only the gopis who think that Krishna is our Upapati.
Paramod.
And nothing, not a single drop of love and affection for their husbands, rejecting them. No children at all. No children. And Krishna is their beloved. Whether their marriage is not, marriage is there or not. So, this is called Upapati Bhav. Their love and affection to Krishna is Unnata Ujjala Rasa. But here he has meant not out. The love and affection of gopis of Vrindavan, Unnata Ujjala Rasa, this is. But Unnata, it cannot be given to any jeev, so whether they are liberated, they cannot have this type of faith. Velta Vishaka and all other gopis who are Kaidev of Radhika. Kaidev means?
Bodily manifestation.
Oh, they have. In their nature, in their constitution, they are this thing. So, they are of Unnat Ujjal Rasa. No? But Rukmanjari being like so, he starts conjugal in a other way. Swar, bhakti sriyam. They don't think that Krishna is direct my beloved. What they think? He is beloved of Srimati Radhika. So I will be happy if I can manage to meet Radha and Krishna. And start both. Never wants to meet Krishna. This is called Swabhakti Sriyam. The beauty of Unnat Ujjwal Rasa. So Lalita Vishakha, their love is Unnat Ujjwal. Especially of Srimati Radhika and Chandravya. And in among them, the intrinsic mood of Srimati Radhika especially, with Madan Modan. This is called Unnata Ujjwala Rasa Arhat. And though they want to serve this, thinking that, oh, I have no direct connection with Krishna. My direct connection with Srimati Radhika. I am a servant of Srimati Radhika. So I will serve Radhika. And in the guidance of Lalita Vishakha, I will serve conjugal. But always inclination towards Srimati Radhika. In the happiness of Radhika, she is happy. And if she is feeling separation, she is feeling separation. If Radha and Krishna doing some praying color, but
love for loving quarrel.
Loving quarrel. Then she will be in the side of Radhika. And if Krishna is defeated, then she will clap. And if Radhika is defeated, then she will be very sad. So this mood is of Rupa Goswami and this is called the Rupanuga Vaishnava mood. Especially. No? So this mood is deity of Unnat Ujjwal Rasa. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, you should know this fact. Very strongly. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come to relish first Unnat Ujjwal Rasa, to taste, not to give. It cannot be given to anyone. Anyone are not qualified to take this? Only the deity of Unnatpujjal Rasa can be given. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu can be given to distribute this Unnatpujjala Rasa Sri, the deity of this, the mode of Rupa Goswami. I know that so many devotees, they don't know all these things. But I think that if they are Gauriya Vaishnava, they must know. And if they are not knowing, then they should be rejected. This principle, so important. If any guru does not know all these things, how can he help that devotee, that
disciple?
Never he can. Why he has come to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu this line? He should be in
Ramanuja,
Madhva,
Vishnu
Swami, Nimbadita. Why he should come to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? He should not come. If he does not know all these things, and he cannot help by these things to his disciples. So if we are Gauriya, this is the especialty of all Gauriyas. We are a branch of Gauriyas. A scorn devotee is Swamiji himself, who established
Krishna
consciousness. He is not out of this Gauriya Vaishnavism. He is also one of the Gauriya Vaishnav Acharyas. And if anyone thinks that he was out of this Gauriya, he was not Gauriya Vaishnava. Really, he is so ignorant.
Then I tell him, he is the best disciple of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Prabhupada, so he should know this.
Yes. So, you should know all these things, that you are Gauriya Vaishnava. You should know all these things. These things I never explain in Fiji or anywhere. Because you have some, you have come in the line of Gauriya Vaishnava. And you should try to know all these things. Then you are really Gauriya Vaishnava. Otherwise you are not Gauriya Vaishnava. No, you are not in line of Swamiji, Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj. So he is telling that he has come to taste three things. He will tell further. So he has come to sprinkle his mercy, this, that Swabhakti Siyam. What is the meaning of Swabhakti? Swa means he.
Especially.
That is Radhika. His Parashakti is Swa. Bhakti. His Bhakti is Swabhakti. Radhika is Bhakti. Radhika, Madan, Madan, and Mahabhav, all these things. Ashwa Bhakti, and that Siyam, Unnatpujjal Rasa, see, he died. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come, Kalaya Avatiranaha Kalau, mercifully, causeless mercifully. He has descended, in this Kali Yuga, only 500 years before, to give this thing. He is Hari. Hari has so many meanings, among so many are very important, prominent. What? Hari means Singha.
Lion.
Lion. Such strong lion. He can jump and kill an elephant, so big animal. And if lions will see elephant, mad elephant, will see lion and they will
run away from there.
Run away. Quickly. These mad elephants, they are living in our heart, in darkness. But when the lion will come and roar, at once this mad elephant, This man less offense or what?
Offenses.
Or whole offenses. Ignorance. Especially offenses. That cannot go anyhow. By your any effort. But when Hari will come, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will come, you will remember him at once, quickly taken. But if they are not going and we are chanting Hare Krishna, what it means? It means that you are not chanting. There are so many offenses. So if you are so sincere, then quickly it will be done. May the help end of offenses, that is quickly run away. And other Hariha Purata Sundara Dyutika Dambasan Devita. So, he's so charming, Hari. Purata Sundar Dyuti Kadamba Chitsandipita, who has taken the beauty of that Hari, very charming Hari, beautiful. And that Hari has taken the beauty of Srimati Radhika, golden beauty. And intrinsic
mode,
and Mahabhav up to Madan Modan. He has come to all mad infants and everything go away quickly if you are taking shelter unconditionally. He sadya hridaya kandare spuratme sachinandana. That Hari lion should come in our heart. So mad infants, that all offenses should go away quickly. And our hridaya kandare spuratu vaha. Vaha means
whole
our heart. Those who have taken shelter of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Who do our gauriyas. Why he is praying to Sati Nandan? Because Sati Ma Maya, Sati Mata Mother Sati is so merciful. So the Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami is telling that he must be
merciful.
So merciful like Sati Devi. Mother are always very, very
soft-hearted.
So he is now soft-hearted. He should come not only in my heart, but to all. So I am also praying Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami and Rupa Goswami that they should pray for us and you all. Not for me only, for you all. Because he cannot, he may hear and not hear of me. But he is bound to hear the prayers of Srila Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami and Srila Rupa Goswami. Why? Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami, he is so learned, he could have made a new poem, new sloka here. And he has made so many slokas. Here in Chaitanya Chaitanya, and less slokas in Krishna Bhavanamrita, Govinda Lilamrita, and so many books. He has written Sanskrit translation and explaining purpose, giving of so many books.
Krishna Karanamrita.
He has written any new poem for him. But he quoted the Rupa Goswami. Why? He thought that Krishna may hear or not may hear. But he is bound to hear Rupa Goswami. Because he has given his heart to Rupa Goswami. That is why he is quoting this slok. And then he is telling again. Pun Bhagavan Krishna Brajendra Kumar Guru Brajil Sahita Nitya. This is the translation of this slok. Or you should try to hear if sleepiness is coming, no harm. But you have to try to see
clearly. Right.
Oh, one kirtan. That is telling that Astavins Chaturjuge, 10th. Chaturjuge, Dvapara Shete, Bharajar Sahitahaya, Krishna Rav Prakashe.
At the end of the Dwarpa Yuga, of the 28th Divya Yuga, Lord Krishna appears on earth with the full paraphernalia of his eternal Vajradharam.
What it means? That he not comes, he comes alone with all the gopis, of all the gopis, whole Braja, all the cows from Golok Vrindavan, even Golok Vrindavan himself with Govardhan, Yamuna, everything comes down. Not only Krishna. So this Braja is Vrindavan. So he is telling, Dasya Sakha Bhaskarya Singar Charigar, Chari Bhakte Bhakta Jata, Krishna Sarvas, Dasakha Pita Mata Priyasi Vrindaya, Braja Kriyakade Krishna Priyamit Haiya.
Servitude, Dasya, friendship, Sakya, parental affection, Vatsalya, and conjugal love, Sringar, are the four transcendental mellows, rasas. By the devotees who cherish these four mellows, Lord Krishna is subdued. Absorbed in such transcendental love, Lord Sri Krishna enjoys in bread with his devoted servants, friends, parents, and conjugal lovers.
Any papad?
Srila Prabhupada Swami Maharaj has written,
Dasya, Sakya, Vatsalya and Sringar are the transcendental modes of loving service to the Lord. Shantaras, or the neutral stage, is not mentioned in this verse, because although in Shantaras one considers the absolute truth, the sublime grace, one does not go beyond that conception. Shantaras is a very grand idea for materialistic philosophers, but such idealistic appreciation is only the beginning. It is the lowest among the relationships in the spiritual world. Shantaras is not given much importance because as soon as there is a slight understanding between the knower and the known, active loving transcendental reciprocations and exchanges begin. Dasyaras is the basic relationship between Krishna and his devotees. Therefore, this verse considers Dasya the first stage of transcendental devotional service. The descent of Sri Krishna, the absolute personality of Godhead, is very purposeful. In Bhagavad Gita, it is said that one who knows the truth about Sri Krishna's descent and his various activities is at once liberated and does not have to fall again to this existence of birth and death after he leaves his present material body. In other words, one who factually understands Krishna makes his life perfect. Imperfect life is realized in material existence in five different relationships we share with everyone within the material world. Neutrality, servitorship, friendship, filial love, and amorous love between husband and wife, or lover and beloved. These five enjoyable relationships within the material world are perverted reflections of the relationships with the Absolute Personality of Godhead in the transcendental nature. That Absolute Personality, Sri Krishna, descends to revive the five eternally existing relationships. Thus he manifests his transcendental pastimes in bread, so that people may be attracted unto that sphere of activities and leave aside their imitation relationships with the mundane. Then, after fully exhibiting all such activities, the Lord disappears.
Still the dog that in Chaitanya Charitamrita it has been written, Jivera Swarupaya Nitya Krishna Das Krishnera Tatastha Sakti Bheda Bhed Prahas. So here what it is written, that all beings in this world, part and parcels of Krishna and eternal servant of Krishna, But this relation Swamiji tells and this book tells, primary, not so much deep relation with Krishna, primary relation. All are Krishna Das by constitution. Even Baldev Prabhu, Jasoda Maya, Nanda Baba, all the gopis, even this Gurudev, Gargacharj, all Sandilla, all are servants of Krishna, but their relations are not one. Different relation. Yashoda Maya also serving Krishna, but he will not be called Das. He will be called what?
Maya.
Maya is Gurujan of Krishna. Guru of Krishna. Nanda Baba, he is servant of Krishna. But what?
Baba.
We should not tell him that he is servant of Krishna. Krishna is his servant, Nanda Baba's servant. This relation is that. So in Vatsalya they are serving Krishna, those they are serving. But they are more Guru of Krishna also, Guru Varga. And sometimes Krishna takes the shoes of his Nanda Baba, sandalwood. Sandalwood. And carrying, oh, this is his father, sandal. And carries his order. And he becomes so happy in serving Nanda and Yashoda. Baldev Prabhu is elder brother of Krishna. Krishna thinks that I am servant of Baldev Prabhu, but really Baldev Prabhu is servant of Krishna. But we cannot tell him servant. If you are doing, then you are nonsense. So these are primary relations, Dasya all. But in Dasya, Radha is also Dasya. Vishakhalalita are also Nanda Babas. All Baldev Prabhu, Nityananda Prabhu, all are Dasya of Krishna. But in transcendental world, not name like this, Dasya and all. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we have some relation with that he is our Prabhu, we are his servant. But we should know this relation is primary, very primary. After this is like a seed, the
platform. Platform. Conception, idea.
Energy of that seed. That energy only. When it will sprout, that energy will come in the shape of a sprout, and then gradually so many leaves, and then flowers and fruits, and it will be very big tree from that seed. Potency. So this servant potency will increase gradually, and it will come in the shape of dasara, Sakhara, Vatsalya and Madhu Arrati. Unnat Ujjal Arrati. Then this relation will be also high class. Though all are servants, but of different types. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Krishna descends with his whole braja, associates, and takes all these things. But never gives. Very little he gives in that Krishna shape. He takes all these things. And if he is going to give, he has a what?
Scale.
A scale. And you will see that how his bhakti is. You should be ready for that Kirtan, your Kirtan. So he is telling Krishna is a scale. Ve jatangman prapadyante tam tatha yuthajamna. If you are going to any shopkeeper, you will give $1, he may give $1 anything. Fruit. But he will try that rejected fruit should be given to him. He will try to cheat you. And he may measure and he will do some bayman.
He may cheat.
Like this. Understand?
Yeah.
Oh, yes, it's clear.
Yes, so when he is weighing the fruits on the scale, then he may cheat by intentionally tilting the scale one way. Mm. He will cheat.
Mm. But Krishna is very
fair. He's very fair.
He will never cheat. He will give bhakti to you according to your shraddha. Je jathan mantra samsara. He will not give more. But he will tell that, bring vessel, pot, that I will give you. This pot is qualification. If you are not qualified, he will not give. So you should go to Krishna with qualification, that pot, and then he will give you, according to your faith. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nityananda, nahi ye sab vichar.
No consideration.
No?
Consideration.
If anyone goes, oh, he will get. He will ask, do you want? Yes. Have you bought? No. Oh, I will give you.
No problem. Oh, come on.
No problem. Come on. No scale. Yes. He will see and give him. Krishna prays. Automatically. He is so merciful. So, he is telling that Krishna, after he played with his associate in Vrindavan, Braja Leela, and then it was over.
Time to go.
He went to Golok Vrindavan, or here in Vrindavan. He was thinking like that. What? That I have not given prema bhakti to anyone. Now I want to give prema bhakti. If I will consider that whether they are qualified or not, then I cannot give. So I will have not to see their quality. Those who will come in front of me, I will give. I will sprinkle Krishna prema. So chir kal nahi kari prema bhakti dan, bhakti bina jagate nahi avasthan. Sakala jagate mor kare vi bhakti. You took it.
For a long time, I have not bestowed unalloyed loving service to me.
Even in Krishna Leela or even in Ram Leela, he has not given.
For a long time, I have not bestowed unalloyed loving service to me upon the inhabitants of the world. Without such loving attachment, the existence of the material world is useless.
Yes.
Everywhere in the world, people worship me according to scriptural injunctions. But simply by following such regulative principles, one cannot attain the loving sentiments of the devotees in Vrajabhumi.
So, Yugadharma Prabhatayinu Nam Sankirtan Chari Bhava Bhakti Diya Nachamu Trivuvan.
Knowing my opulences, the whole world looks upon me with awe and veneration, but devotion made feeble by such reverence does not attract me. I shall personally inaugurate the religion of the age, Nam Sankirtan, the congregational chanting of the holy name. I shall make the world dance in ecstasy, realizing the full mellows of loving devotional service.
What explanation? Yes, okay.
So Krishna is speaking. So here Krishna is saying that in this material world, everywhere, people are worshipping him with aishwarya, with awe and veneration.
What is the meaning of aishwarya?
They are very much overwhelmed and attracted to his opulences.
God is human. Hello, Krishna, that he is
Godhead.
Godhead.
I am ignorant to him so much.
and I should pay respect to him. He is God of God. If anyone knowing this, he cannot do prema bhakti. Then you will see the appearance of Krishna. Oh, he is so high and I am so
low.
So there is do archan and they will do pranam to Krishna. They cannot think that Krishna is my son, he is my beloved. And if he is in distress or in any problem, oh, they will pray, oh Krishna, oh Lord Krishna, my Lord. Please save me. Please
oh my God.
Give me blessing, God.
See,